Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Well, good afternoon. And I am from the Eastern Standard Time. Afternoon. You're listening to the Cosmic Philosopher on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Blog Talk Radio Network is not a civilized station, okay? You can call me and ask me why I say it. You know what I mean? If you think that you got it, you can come on here and ask me, why do I say the legendary Blog Talk Radio is not a civilized radio? It's not. Well, I'm on here talking. Yeah, because they take over the world, right? That's what they say. They take over a new world. It's sodomy here and now, okay? That's what they say. All right. Well, for a long time, there has not been anyone step forward from anywhere. But let's say you think the fact that history, civilized history, is the knowledge springing from Africa. It didn't spring from Europe. So you would commonsensically conclude that whatever is happening on a societal level has to come from a civilized government that takes care of people. Not something like A.D. Anadamani, because do you know where A.D. Anadamani comes from? Do you know where the concept of democracy comes from? Do you know? These are important things that if you know the wrong side of these things, on the right side, according to your understanding, there's a right side and a left side, right, to what I say, right? So if you know the right side and the left side of these things that I'm asking, you can come on here and talk, and you will be victorious, right? Of course, because you are coming as by knowing the truth. I'm a little distracted a while ago, but I'm still here. Thank you. My dear friends, I was talking about Blog Talk Radio, and it's the first time I'm saying this. I tell you how much they have mute my mic and, as it were, technically barring me from saying civilized things. You may say, well, this is government, you know, superpower of the world. Well, fake superpower. You know, they can fake whatever they can, like writing a Bible about Adam and Eve, and instead they write about themselves. They don't realize, and that's how uncivilized white people are. They don't realize that when they tell lies, the lies stand a chance of destroying them. They don't think that, because what? They are sodomites. They are uncivilized. They are not civilized people. They decided taking over the world. They grow magnon, and they get that first strike against us, interbreeding and contaminate our brain with their H-E-S-U-S blood. You see, and they write a Bible and talk about a Jesus blood. Jesus never existed. So all of these stories about Adam and Eve and the curse of God, you know, it's all a lie. All of those things are lies. Never existed. And as I always say, I don't have any backup person here. I am saying these things that I am talking about because I take responsibility for the source of it. Right? That's what is happening here. I take responsibility for what I say in that it is a knowledge I'm speaking from. Right? And I will give anybody who asks me where I get it from. I have the fact for what I say and will not run away when you ask me. You see what I mean? So come on and ask me why, for anything you think I am wrong, I want you to ask me. Because you have nothing. You're not going to lose anything You will never lose anything when you ask me. Saving, you may find out that you were not all that right opposing me. You know what I mean? But, you know, I don't think that, I don't expect that everybody must be like me. And what to be like me like is from my childhood days when I am aware of myself and I can tell what I have been, you see? I can tell you that the world that we are living in, we just come up and see the world of people, and there is government and there is law, you know, there is laws, or there is law to govern society. We don't know how this society was put together at all unless we read history, real history. You see what I mean? So I grow up accepting the church. The church society. And for me, the church governs everywhere, everything. So it would take me years before I realize what civilization is and realize that the church represents the uncivilized part of humanity. And that if you can imagine there are two human species in the world history textbook, and I am not responsible for if you think something otherwise, saving that this in this moment, I am telling you, the world history textbook holds the jurisdiction for the beginning of civilization, as well as the beginning of no civilization. So I am sitting here and talking to you, and because I'm using the World History textbook, I am only up against who do you think I'm up against? The church. My words, because I could drop dead and be gone, and they would put my body in the ground. But it is the spirit inside of me right now that matters. You see, it's the spirit inside of me that matters. Right? It is the spirit in me that matters. What I say is not my body, as it were, that the weight is on. It is what I say. It is my spirit, the weight is on. That if I turn crazy and talking all kind of nonsense, my spirit is not really in a civilized condition. I don't have good mental health in operation, right? So it's not my body so much. My body is important because it houses my spirit. My spirit is dwelling in the body, right? With all the parts in my body, the organs and stuff like that, they have to work well for my spirit to operate this body here, right? And anyhow things begin to go bad, the physical things begin to go bad inside of me, then, you know, I'm going to have a problem, a biological problem. And then my spirit that is in good condition because of purity, it alone is not going to talk. The body will have to operate for my spirit to make delivery that is good or bad. So in this case, if we do what is good, everything will be fine with the cosmos. But if Mother Nature find out that we are going contrary to its laws, then it will get rid of us. It's, you know, at some point, that decision will be made and we won't be here to say anything. So when I tell you that Blog Talk Radio is a sodomite radio, you see what I mean? And if you don't read and know history and the people who are behind Blog Talk Radio, you won't know, because whenever you see white people, they're dressed up in clothes like you as a human being. But if I don't tell you, if you didn't read it, you'd know that white people are not real humans. Whoever we identify as Indo-European people, they are the indwelling house of demons. Okay? And it's funny how tangible and intangible coexist, because basically that's what describe humans. They have a body and they have a spirit inside of them. And if their spirit is not sound, they can't make good, proper delivery. Even though your body may be biologically sound, but if your spirit gone crazy, you will have a good body to make manifestation, but the spirit is not able to make pure manifestation. You see what I mean? So this is what we have going on here. We have a war between intangible and tangible, right? And the confusion of the intangible is as such that you will hear me say things and you begin to wonder or shake your head. How can such thing be true? Because we are coming from a past where two worlds collide. And you can say the intangible and the tangible . First of all, the intangible communication that we have, it's not anything that you can just hold and touch physically. It is the word that carry messages to us to let us know what to expect, so that our bodies that is going to remain physical or tangible will remain tangible. But the spirit that we have inside of us has to enjoin the words, where it is the interpretation of those words, which is a spiritual thing. So when we read history, our spirit take in the energy of the intangible meaning, right? So the intangible meaning in the word will be in us, in our spirit. So if you take in falsehood inside of your spirit, you're going to manifest falsehood. And then anybody digest it, their body become corrupted. That's what is happening. That's the kind of world we are living in. Now, if you understand the in the beginning of civilization, not in the beginning of the Big Bang, that's not what I am talking about. I'm talking about when civilization came on Earth. In what form did it come? And if you don't know, you're lost. Because if you don't know yet, if you think it's just people that you see, or civilization, no. Like I say to you, the world did not start out with human being doing anything. In the beginning of the universe, where we have sun and stars and moons and stuff like that, in the beginning, goes back for, in physical form, about like 5 billion years ago, you know, since the Earth been here. So my friends, what I'm telling you is that we didn't start out with body and inner spirit. That's not the way the universe and the planetary body come about. There was that spirit part, which, you know, I think we will learn more about it in a science presentation to understand when we talk about different energies and how different creatures were formed, molecules and stuff like that. You see, there is a spiritual element to that, of which a lot of time when some of us are talking about it, we you know, you'd have to go to a real research and understand how the tangible and intangible works. Otherwise, you will go in there and come out with a whole bunch of stuff that don't make no sense, and people hear it and not making any sense. And anytime you get a dose, an effective dose of those kinds of reasoning, it contaminates your inner spirit first. As you listen to it and digest it, you get corrupted right then once you hear the foolishness and you believe it and you accept it. Basically, you live every day and, you know, and you may go about and you may be able to use some of that nonsense and talk to people, because you can't tell the difference between the spiritual part of what you hear and the physical part of it. You can't make the distinction. All right. So come back to what I was saying, that the Block Talk Radio is owned by Sodomite European people who come and take over the world because they didn't just take it over, though. It is that demonic forces enter the scene and create problems in the creation of the gods. Right? So there are information to let us know exactly what happened, because you see, a Bible was created, right? About in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And if you read the first three chapters, you will find out that, hey, once you read that God said these people, two people would die if they ate a fruit. And if you're reading real good and find out none of this is true, you would have to become spiritually awakened and read coherent. You have to read coherent. And you may wonder, what do I mean by you got to read coherent? And that simply means when you went to school and you learned to read, You didn't read without words, right? You're reading words to make sense, because words are what have the all of the elements that comprise what you and I are going to be affected by when we read something and understand that something. In that something, there are two elements, and that is the spiritual of the essence in those words that you read. There is the tangible part and the intangible part. So when you understand things, you understand virtually two elements that makes up one thing. It's like, you know, a man shall leave his parents and cleave to his wife, and they twin shall be one flesh. Kind of that, something kind of close to what I am trying to say. Oh, you get two things to become one. The woman and the man shall become one, like one flesh. All right. So is when we read anything, and to read the Bible, just like you read everything else, because you can read the Bible and treat it different, no more than things that you read by the same training of knowledge of words. Anything you read is the same kind of knowledge, but different context of issues, right? So now, responsible for reading and understanding what we read, so we're not confused. But what if a person mix up believing with knowledge? Knowledge is what allows us to understand tangible and intangible. When you read words, anytime you read words, it is expected that of you take responsibility, that read and pay attention to the words. You always hear that, right? But a lot of times, we don't adhere to that. And I tell you what, when you are a church-believing person, you think you're doing all right, but you're not doing all right until you understand the words in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. You must understand those words and the circumstances which would be shown into the tangible aspect of what you read. So you need to understand the intangible part of it, that is just the rhetoric part of it, right? Now you need to connect up the rhetoric with the actual subject. So if you don't put that together, you're lost. You are lost. So you go to school for a primary purpose, is to understand the intangible world from the tangible part that makes up the whole of civilization. Now, you know that you talk to a lot of people and you find out that it's like, it's, you know, you're finding difficult to converse with them because they're in and out of what you're saying, but you cannot get them to settle down and have a proper, coherent understanding of what you're saying, which, you know, I don't have to know everything you know. However, I cannot feign that I know what you're saying completely until I really subject myself to understand everything you say. But what if there are only some parts that I understand? I have to make sure if it is necessary for me to seek to find out everything. But apart from that, We need to walk on the path that we understand and not the other way around. So, what happened to Black Talk Radio? Just a sec. And I am so sorry for the delay. And I am back. All right. So what I was trying to say to you, I mean, today is a day that is all right. You're all right today. Tomorrow, you're not all right. And that's the kind of thing with our lives. So the institution of government that we have here are the institution under which this radio station is operating. It's licensed and blah, 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 blah. It's not a civilized situation. We are at war with white people. We are at war with white people. It's just not, we are not like Russia and Ukraine. We're not fighting that war. And when I say we, I'm talking about hybrid, ethnic Africa. That's where we all come from, South Africa. White people come from South Africa too. After they evolved, you know, like 3.5 million years ago, we are at war with them because they have attacked us and destroyed our blood system. So we are at war with them, although it be like, oh, we don't have any sense because of that first interaction they had with our people 100,000 years ago. And nobody paid it any attention to realize that those people are killing us slowly until we are just about right now. But we are not, I wouldn't say we are close to extinction, but these people, these white people with AD and Adamani, they already bring us to a point where unless we realize now what state we are in and amend our ways, we will be extinct in close proximity of time, because we wouldn't be protecting ourselves from them. We are in their church. We are voting for them and every kind of thing, them. We are underneath them. AD and Adamani is not government, because how can there be a government when you have universal government on this planet long before they talk about their talking or running politics? When they were not talking, there was kingship government. And the people who the gods created under kingship. Kingship come from Nibiru. It didn't just make up on earth. They brought it here on earth. And because of that preemptive sexual attack that these primates have done to our hybrid people. Because of that, over this last 100,000 years, we diminish, our brain diminished to where Africa, those in Africa who we left behind, they get infected by these white people's blood. So now we fall under their power, you see. Yeah, the African people fall under their power. That's why you see they wrote the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden. That Adam and Eve in a garden is a real story, but not the story they have in the Bible. They know, these white people know the story, because the gods are around 250,000 years. And then we were created, the gods came to earth 450,000 years ago, right? Then they created us about some 250,000 years later. So they've been here on earth for a mighty, mighty exhaustive amount of time, right? What happened when we are leaving Africa 100,000 years ago? That was when these primates, humans, attack our people pull off the Neanderthals. Today, when they talk about Neanderthals, if you don't read good, you won't know who the Neanderthals were. You won't know. But the Neanderthals just did not talk, but they were the third highest human being. And it is their blood the gods use to mix with their blood to create primitive worker like us. You see what I mean? And you look at these white people and see up to 100,000 years ago, what did these white people look like 100,000 years ago? If we don't know that they were still apes, flat-faced man of Kenya, southern apes, if you don't know that up to 1.5 million years ago, right? And come right on to 100,000 years ago, these white people were wearing animal skin. That's a fact. Okay? You can't take what the world looked like now and know what it was back then, because transformation happened. Okay? Just like under BC, there was no church whatsoever. Not even the word church existed. But since AD Anno Domini, church appeared for to be taken as the fullness of civilization. That's where we sink into nowhere. We can't come back. It's like we disorient. We'd never have no real sober mind. That's the way we become. We accept any foolishness these white people who are still in the mating with animals, them, and they are dragging us into it like that's the way we come into the world. And that's not true. The time has come now for that to be done away with. They're never going to be ready for this. But look, they're losing their mind because only the gods would know that's what would happen to them. But we are going to come into the realization that that is exactly what happened. They had no right to take control and make their own government and say, you know, they are the law of the land and stuff like that. Because right now, it is not true. They are invalidated right now. If you can take up the World History textbook and just turn to certain information, and they would be dead if you do it. But nobody hasn't done that. All of our guys that are people, the Jesse Jackson, Marcus Garvey, and Dr. Martin Luther King, and all of these people, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Farrakhan, and all these people, they don't talk nothing about the legal jurisdiction, the hybrid people. They don't even want to hear the names that we have that represent our existence. That when you read in the Bible, in the beginning, it is talking about our history. But you would know that because they're talking about Jesus still. And everywhere they go and create problem for us, they turn it into a biblical story, which is not true. Like wise men follow stars. It's not true. But you believe it. Because if you don't believe that, you can't be no Christian. All right. Prophecies are given to be fulfilled. Did they fulfill? No. But the reason why you're going to church and claim to be Christian, it is because you claim, the church claims Jesus' prophecy was fulfilled. And he came and they crucified him. But that's not what the prophecy says. Isaiah, who writes the prescription for what the Messiah would do, none of that not written in the New Testament. So are you a Christian? How are you a Christian? And this is the problem we have, that they take over the world because Africa, African government, turned full. Okay? And out of nowhere came somewhere called hominid primates become half civilized people. It's the interbreeding. It don't happen by any other means. You see what I mean? It couldn't come from anywhere. It is a physical thing that they did to our people when some of us were leaving Africa to come out in the Western world and other wherever else we go. And hundreds of thousands of years that this drag on and nobody would pay attention to the plight that has been, you know, we have been on atrophy. That's what affected our lives. Our brain went into atrophy. And although we were successful in doing this and doing that, but we come off to nothing where we should be controlling every single thing of society that is orderly society. No, where anybody is shooting up, while you still have laws here that they make to accommodate shooting up everywhere. And they do nothing to control it because they are using their law to see to it that they kill us out one by one. And that's what is going on right now. Civilization is putting a brake on them because they have been adorning themselves like civilized people a lot. Look at them. Look at them. No, the fact that they are talking like us and look like us and all kind of things like us, having babies like us now. Hey, how are we going to change this thing? We have to now come back to we have to convert ourselves back to civilization because we are under the white people church and belief. And that's what is wrong with us. But I can see a dawn from dark and coming into the light where there are a lot of people who are coming into the know or have come to the know that it's only a matter of time for other things to fall in place. And it's not going to take no gun battle or nothing like that to chase these people out. It's just we knowing the truth and generate the power in the truth. They have got to go. Oh, they come and without any problem, they come here without we put up any resistance to them. Or if we put up any resistance, it wouldn't count. But now, coming from our position, where we have fallen totally under the rule of these people that are unconscionable, didn't treat us with no pity. They treat us, we fall and can't get up, and they never help us to get up because they are the problem for our falling. And they are telling us it's a talking serpent. Look, that's a lie. It's a lie. And it's, don't give up on yourself. Because I can tell you, I didn't know anything until I began to put my reading to, you know, bring, you know, make use of what my reading and understanding can do for me. And that's what created change. You see? So if you think that you add it all together and yet still you believe in nonsense, you can't even explain what it is, well, there is knowledge to get you out of that. But as long as you keep on believing stuff that you can't even, you hope to die first before you think the Lord is going to create another dimension for you. The white people them wrote that. That is to keep us a living dead person. And so, my friend, when I tell you that Black Talk Radio It's not a civilized radio, and the people who owns it are sodomites, and they are not real human beings, but they're taking the place of us. Okay? You wait until we get it together, and you're going to see something happen that you didn't really realize, okay? But that's what I meant, okay? They're about 25 of my shows. The people never heard it. And I am not saying anything that is unlawful. I mean, can't talk about AD and Adamani law or government or law, because they're not the real thing. If they want to run a government, they have to go to Europe with it, because they are not in the world history textbook as civilized people. White people are not real or the perfect human being. The perfect human being are this perfect human being. Perfect human beings are the hybrid people. And I've been on here for quite a while. And like the first 4 years or stuff like that, people would go and come, because I am talking based upon my current research and whatever I understood to be true. I'm talking it. But of course, I have to start somewhere, and we'll end up somewhere. All right. I'm sure I don't reach the perfection yet, but I am climbing, and I'm not coming off the audible. I am staying on this frequency, and whatever I find as I go along, that's what I deal with. I don't go off into no foolishness. And I don't have no human tutor. It's all my reading and understanding of words that got me into things that I have learned that didn't know they exist. If you begin to put your reading to a conscious, keen observation of what you read in anything, the principle of reading and understanding must never change. The only thing that changes is the context of any issue that you're dealing with. The outcome is going to be not the same, because it's contextual. The meaning, definition of words is what's going to play into what the outcome is going to be. All right? Well, the point is, what we have been doing is treating, let's say, academic knowledge different from how we treat the Bible. There's a difference between the academic knowledge and the Bible knowledge, you know? If you didn't know that, you better know that. That's why you can go to work and you can do, you know, some very serious type of academic work on your job. And you can be getting good pay for what you do. But when you're going to church Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon or midweek service and stuff like that, your reading of the Bible is different from what you read on your job, on your work, your secular work then, if you want to call it that. That's the difference. So you have a PhD, academic education, and your job is commercially valuable, different from in a church, because you want to go into church and they're not going to pay you a certain amount of money because you just have a PhD and come in and you're just a member. They want you to pay some tithes and offering or something like that, because that's all the church cares about, is the money. And when you go to church, you read, you give the Bible reading a special respect over, you know, your boss that is paying you for academic work. You check it out and look on it for real. That's what is happening. Why A.D. Anna Domini is successful? Because here we are, our brain is gone hebbing, and over the past 200,000 years, many of our generation come and go. And these people begin to put some very, very serious pressure on us. While our brain is atrophying, right, we gradually move away from academic power. That's what happened. And we become believers in what we don't know. And then they set up that we will reap something after we are dead. All right? And we all, and they will eulogize us and hand us over to the other world. That's what the Bible does. But if we were to read Genesis creation story, like you would read a contract, okay, a commercial contract, we would have thrown away the Bible a long time because we would have discovered the nonsense that we are reading. That's why we go to church. That's why a lot of kids leave home and go to college and stuff like that. They don't bother with church after they come home because they come into, reading nonsense. They start reading things that make sense and find out that they will have to flip on the other side of their mind to believe what the Bible is saying. And they find out it doesn't make any sense. It's madness. So a lot of people stop going to church once they learn something, and people think, they turn against Jesus. They turn against Jesus no sooner than they start getting education. Why would education lead you wrong? Is the Bible leading you wrong? The Bible is leading you wrong. Is nothing else leading you wrong? So when I tell you about Black Talk Radio, this is what I meant to say. White people take over the world, and they are bent on us conceding to them. So once they make up this uncivilized law about Adam and Eve in a garden and Mary had a boy child and all those prophecies not fulfilled, but they're looking at you and telling you that it fulfilled. There is no crucifying of a Messiah in the prophecy. None of the prophecy. Don't say nothing that a Messiah should be crucified, should be arrested. Read it. I say read it. So much foolishness go popular in the world, all around the world. And it's foolishness. The amount of foolishness that I'm reading about in the Bible now, and, they want you to give your belief in there. Belief don't have any function with knowledge. And everything you do when you go to school is getting knowledge. It's not about believing anything that you don't know. So when you look into the reading of words and coming to conclusion, it's not what the Bible is talking about. The Bible cuts some corners that if we are reading seriously, we'll find out, what? Sodomite writing this book. Sodomite write about God and his and a begotten son. How does a God begot a son? And how do you call a spirit God a man, a male character? So there are too many things that will destroy your mind. If when you read them in the Bible, you follow the Bible, it further destroys your mind far from where you are already destroyed. Now it's time for you to read and realize what makes sense in the Bible and what don't make sense. When are you going to get to that point? You may never get there because you already believe into so much foolishness that you don't know the way to unravel anything, to see anything better than what you know in the Bible. The Bible is an anthology. It's not a one-author book. So the point is, chances are, and I would think for myself, that there are some books in the Bible that make pretty good sense. How do you get to call the Bible a holy book when you know on the first page of Genesis is our lives? about a God who make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. You understand where that chair is, where God sit down on the seventh day. You see what I mean? So we will have to elevate our academic consciousness on knowing all that I am saying require is not to believe in another kind of a spiritual kind of concept. That's not what I am advocating. I am advocating that we learn to read properly. Because you can't be working on a job, doing sophisticated academic work, and everything must fall in harmony with the production of that industry that you're working with. You can't go there and say and put things to go one way in the tangible sense. Don't start with the tangible sense first. Deal with the intangible first, because that's what you're reading, right? The reading part of what you're doing, where you are getting the knowledge from, right? You can't just go along with the intangible reading, because after you're done with that reading, you will have to face the consequence that is coming after. You either understood it right or understood it wrong when you read, because now you're going to make the product. And when you are making the product, if you don't have the right recipe, you're going to mess up everything. All right. So why your work is good and your belief in the church and what the church is about, you have too much problem with what you, the intangible part that you read and that tell you about the way of the Christian life and God. And then there is so much trouble that you, if you are questioned properly about what you believe, you run into a lot of trouble. Because you can only say what you believe. It's different from what you do on your job. You can't tell your boss you believe in nothing. You have to follow the academic track of what you read, because they mean something, didn't they? Of course they do. So belief don't have any occupying position. Proper reading and understanding of tangible element and intangible element. The theoretical part, if it's not right, when you going to bring it to the tangible and the intangible, part of what you are doing, it is not going to work out if you are believing and assuming in what you do. You get it? Now, once you believe that the church is a good thing, and that's what is happening, administration of church, and the way what you would expect, all people who believe in Christ, in the Lord, they all would come together, because the Bible says you should be in unity with one another. Ministers who preach are not in unity with each other. And they, all right, Hebrew 4. For he gave some apostles, prophets, deacons, evangelists for the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Is there a body of Christ out there that is being edified, huh? Aren't all these preachers preaching what they want to preach? And all of us who believe settle down under all of them. We share ourselves among these preachers. Isn't that the way it works? Yes. And they are looking for big money, like millions of dollars, like the Crifler dollar, right? He want millions of dollars to buy a jet, you know, and glorify the preaching of Christ. That's the detriment of believing in what you don't know. Believe in Christ. If we were reading properly, we would know for sure. There were no Adam and Eve in a garden like they have in the Bible. And when did they publish this Bible? And where did they publish this Bible? in Iznik, Turkey, by Constantine the First, and bring and set the Council of Nicaea, right? And there came Christianity. The point is, we don't know what transpired in Palestine. When we should see the criminal act, we saw angels coming down from heaven. That's what we see. We don't see that these white people are trailing us as a result of their acquaintance with us 100,000 years ago, and we don't have any bodies. And you see, if the time is not right, I couldn't say nothing about it. But the time is right. Okay? The time is right for them to know what we are talking about right now does not welcome them on our soil. And look how long that they've been on our soil and we can't get them off. We can't talk for ourselves. We can't defend ourselves. Because 2,600 years, Africa totally abdicate, leave the kingship government. That in Kish, the gods raised up to rule. And these Sodomites come and take control. This is what I'm sitting around now, that these Sodomites are, they have all the business everywhere all over the world. And it's coming down to the worst of the worst. And that's the way the gods like to see it. Because it is us who have their blood. It's not this Sodomite, you know, what they did and get talking babies, crossbreeding and all kind of a breeding that they do with us and contaminate our blood. You see what I mean? It's going to take a while and it's going to cost us a lot to purge out that blood outside of us, okay? It's not going to happen easy. What I'm trying to say to you, once the power of the word come inside of us, that is the spirit that we have. It's not another spirit that we are getting like they have in the Bible that, you know, Jesus going to go away and come and send the Holy Spirit after he go away. You see, those things are nonsense. Because it run even counterclockwise with what some of the prophets in their Bible says. Jeremiah 31:31. Right? He tells you there that God will make a new covenant. Right? Speaking of a Messiah. And when that Messiah come, he would be the high priest. I mean, different from the high priest that was doing service for the Lord back in the olden time. So therefore, God said, the way, the things, the sacrifice that Moses used to offer, when the new covenant or the Messiah come, there would be no more of that. But that the Lord will put a spirit, or put his spirit inside of us. Well, we were created and made up with spirit already. So when you read in the Bible and you see these overlappings, you should know that somebody is doing something with that Bible, right? So God says these things, and they are in the Bible right now, so that you can go there and find it. I'm even helping now with my lousy brain memory that Jeremiah 31:31, and, you know, lead into the chapter, the verses there, that their God of the Bible, the God that we believe, said the time will come when he will not cause us to want like the preachers in the church, leaders. He said, we will know the truth for ourselves, and we need nobody to teach us. That's not what's going on today. All right, you go to 1 John 2, and I think verse 27. He said, if the anointing be in us. Now, what greater anointing we need than when we were created with the blood of the gods, the Elohim, You see what I mean? So we're reading things here that we are supposed to stay on track, stay on the audible track, and we know we don't do that. Ancestors get off track, right? And now we are so confused. We are confused beyond how what I thought. And people I talk to now, PhD and college degrees, and they don't recognize that we are in a crisis. That you are educated. These white people take up and built up our institution. You know that these people struggle long before they come and begin politics and remove our king in Rome and stuff like that. Come on. There are things there for us to know that easily drive white people away. If we have that knowledge, they will run. But if we are going to the church and coming to everything they do, and they are sodomites up on the rooftop, and we down the bottom looking at them preaching to us. Instead, we resonate fire that burn them. You see? Because we haven't done anything to them, and they come as sodomites. Remember, they didn't gain preeminence in Genesis 19, did they? No! How did Lot treat the sodomite them? It's not give them, rule to, to dominate heterosexual hybrid people, the ethnic people. No, they did not. Right? They wind up getting blind and didn't know how to see their way when they want to go there and to have honest privilege, sex, okay, with the two men who went into Lot's house. That's in the Bible, then say that. All right. Well, it is these people right now that say they have AD and Adam and Law. They were the type of people, sodomite people, right there where it speaks of in Genesis 19. Right? So we're listening to by far, so many nonsense that if we were reading the Bible properly, we would have been set free long time from these uncivilized white people. Because they belong to a different species than us. You see what I mean? So it was a bad violation of mingling their blood with ours. And today we don't know whether we're going or coming, man. Come on. But the truth can purge us. Is whether or not we are capable of learning the truth today. All right. Well, that's what I want to tell you about this Black Talk Radio. Yes, Black Talk Radio is owned by sodomites. There's no joke, if and or but about it. But go all over the world right now. They it is their power that permeates the society of the world. And anywhere you go, you see society don't know if it is going or coming. There is no order for society. Because since over the almost 500 years now, since they come in America and begin to exert superpower, okay, there has not risen people from the hybrid side. We fall, as they talk about in the Bible about fall from grace. They're talking about falling from grace because the white people know that they are the talking serpent. You see, and the fall happened between them and us. Look at where we are. Now that I say it, I think you should be able to see that something really happened here, that we gone very, very, very deep into the darkness that we are not seeing. And we think anything good is going to happen to us has to come from the white people, them who is controlling our principality. You know what I mean? And they're making the best of it too. Making the best of it.
I mean, it's a lot to this that we need to know. But most of all, you look and see whether or not we are the same people who were test tube babies 200,000 years ago. And you can go to South Africa and see the metropolis that is dated 200,000 years ago. It's there. The place is there. It's simple because these white people come into a situation where they realize, okay, the first preemption, the sexual attack on us, and they began to have talking babies. You see? So right there, they get a chance to, you know, dig a hole and cover up what they did. That whatever is true, lie around, that would make us know. They wipe it out. And it's only fragment of what happened we get to see. But it happened. And there are ways to find out. There are ways to see when they are lying about it. Lying about themselves. Lying about us. How did they come to write a Bible about us and not much about themselves? You know, there we have a abundance of things instead of writing about things that, you know, we've been writing about things that are not the prerequisite of what we need to talk about. Things to bring us back together that we, the Chinese, know the Indians and the Indians, and all of us know each other to be the same blood, the same God that created hybrid people. We should be rejoicing today. When you read what transpired, why we were created, we were not ordained by no fate. Or if there was a fate, of course, it was not one communicable to human being at all, at all, at all. If we come out from a fate, but look at the situation from which we came. I grow up, you and I grow up in a AD and a Domini Jesus era, AD and a Domini era. We are taught the things that these white people want us to know about the fall from grace, man fall from grace. They want us to think that they and us were created together. But going to the World History textbook, you'll find out, no. 100%, you will not find white people into the World History textbook as civilized people. Because the only civilized people are hybrid people. Really? I say for real. Go and read at the end of the Neolithic Age. In the World History textbook. In this case, it's National Geographic. Edition 2 and publication about 2004. Read in that World History textbook. And it doesn't say anything that corresponds with these white people said. They are lying and lying at liberty because guess what? They find out that our brain atrophy and we don't care about certain things because psychologically we're not seeing what we're supposed to see. You never hear as much as our people have been educated like in universities and stuff like that. Until today we have a whole trove of scholars with PhDs, right? And if you ask them, what is the difference between BC and AD? They can't tell you that. They cannot tell you. If you ask them, what is the meaning of BC? They may be able to tell you that before Christ or before the era, what era? The Christian era. They may tell you that have some kind of a sense to what the abbreviation stands for. You're not going to go anywhere in the knowledge of history by talking those things. Because although it is some way true, but it's not going to give you open up doors linguistic doors when you start those little things that don't mean much to the essence of the thing. Because what you really need to say to satisfy or justify the use of BC or BCE in our time, you need to talk about the kind of civilization that happened back there. But you not talk about it. You talk about Jesus come now, and Jesus is the beginning of everything. That's what happens. When indeed these white people get a chance to pose themselves as a talking serpent. Because guess what? We don't understand the right thing about the BCE era. We don't understand the substance of what happened in the past and how we are to correlate the past appropriately to our present time. So you don't hear those guys come up with rhetoric as jurisdiction of and government. You don't hear them talk nothing about that, do you? No. So, how do you have a land, a piece of land, and you have the deed for it, and you have somebody who go out there and work up one bogus document and say, I feed them land that. You have this stamp on everything like that to prove. Take it before judgment and see what happens. You can't take your land when you have the evidence. You have the evidence. They don't have no evidence. A book or something, them attack and assumption and all them kind of thing. But them come with a lot of situational force, and it's like you can't manage them. You can't manage them. Well, how do you think these guys, as good as Malcolm X is? Malcolm X was not supposed to be a church person. But based upon 100,000 years, that's what got Malcolm X to that level of character that we see. Because you can see the genuineness and honesty of Malcolm X far beyond Farrakhan. Okay? And a lot of African people are spoiled and would rather take the position of Farrakhan over Malcolm X. Because however, Malcolm X falls short, it is only because of the brainwashing, the church, thing that stuffed down our brain when we became victim for Africa sell us out, right? We don't have no backup. So if you notice, something did happen, okay? And it is in history, and you will have to read it to find out, that the last king we know, that was visible and known, was Haile Selassie. But Haile Selassie, born at the church, in the church era over the last 200,000 years, not 2,000 years, right? He born under that time after they changed the calendar and turned it into AD Anno Domini, Jesus' birth that they make up as fiction and make up a whole bunch of Jesus and turn food. These are sodomites that try to, go in and latch out and take out his visitors. Okay? So these are the people. What do you expect from them? They are not real human beings. Okay? So what I am saying is that the situation we are in, way have been given out to these white people to do what they are doing, sodomites, and then they are doing everything to keep us blind. By what? Remember, they started out at point A then, 3.5 million years ago. We started out at point A, but at a different point. So they are point A, I mean, we start out at B. They start at point A, we start out at point B, or if we want to say our point A to their point A then, if we want to make that difference. All right. What I'm trying to say is that they are from a different species from us. And if you go into the rule of classification, of the taxonomic energy in the different makeup species, you will understand there that the problem that we run into with our brain comes from them who were of RHESUS blood, monkey blood. Now they come and behave like they are not, they should not be quarantined with their blood. But that's what should happen. But what they did 100,000 years ago, the caution is lost, where these white people are able to come and behave like nothing wrong with them. Something wrong with us. So right now, pay attention to the right thing, okay? And get on to the right knowledge and not Bible knowledge and think that Adam and Eve sin in a garden. Nothing will go so. Nothing at all go like that. And look, you don't need to take no offense to me, because it's either that you can see in our surrounding sense in what I am saying. Right? If you can see in Matthew 2 that wise men follow a star, let me know about that. Because I am absolutely sure that the linguistic energy that we read, there is no truth whatsoever that Adam and Eve sin in a garden, like they write in the Bible. So the only divine word that we think a God who is a spirit God, but he's a man and he begot a son. If you don't see openly that as a homosexual writing that kind of stuff, and it's a code that we are dealing with. They know what happened, why they are talking and doing what they're doing now, but we don't know. Because they are doing everything to hide it, and we don't know. Many generations come and gone, and today they don't know. That's why we don't know. But that's the power of the gods. That the blood that we have inside of us, once we are reading for real, and can discern things. As you read, you are enlightened. You don't lie. You don't cheat. You don't do some kind of thing. You're about the perfection of the, you know, the academic knowledge that we are endowed with to understand things. These white people will never catch up with us. So they do what they could do to keep us down and keep on keeping us down. The Bible was a great asset for them. And Lord, they don't deal with us with any pity at all. They come for whole slam dunk that we are going to atrophy in our brain and we will never catch up back with them, because they have taken us very, very far. Because you think about the condition in which I was grown up. I would never know anything unless I personally was going to be able to read like I am supposed to be able to read. And when I read, I can tell the difference between stuff. And this is what happened. Right? So I am telling you, we are at a time now when the Sodomites who like us, talk like us, we're going to come to find out in the open space of the world that we are in that these white people, they kill us. I mean, just about destroy us because they destroy the sapien Neanderthals. And today they say that the Neanderthal extinct. Why the Neanderthal extinct? And they are around. You need to know the story. Because all of the hominid subgroup people died out, saving for these that are here that did the interbreeding with our blood. Only they are left of their species. And what they are doing? They are taking our species over as theirs and kick us out with their writing. We don't exist. On a lot of front, we don't exist. These people are saying they are the only people on earth, and they're killing us silently over the past few hundred years. And we to some degree, I know some people know that we are being treated like that, but it's like we're powerless to do anything to it. Look, I felt powerless too until something happened. Until something happened, I realized, but you know what? We have everything to kick these people out. It's just the truth. If one of those guys ahead of us, like the Marcus Garvey guy character and King, Jesse Jackson, you know, and all of those guys that gone ahead, if any of them had found what would destroy the church, we wouldn't be here talking about this. We would be rejoicing and carrying on in the ways that, you know, pleasing the Lord. None of them took up the hammer or the nail to nail these idiots to the coffin from which they, you know, is created for them. These people should never be close to us at any time. How did they get the opportunity to get this close to us and kept it down all this time? And but they make up the church. The church was to drown us all into the church. Church is so uncivilized. We, you know, it doesn't even worthwhile calling the word, except that we are in a situation where it is necessary to communicate to people what is going on. So we have to, like, you know, go into these kind of a thing for some people to understand what we're talking about. So what I'm trying to say to you, the law that these white people make, I saw the main thing. They're doing just like they did at Lot's door, you know, and was treated harshly for what they did. Now, this is going to happen to them again because they think that they have control by taking up all the elements that we are supposed to control ourselves, and they begin to do it for us. As far as it is, we are losers. But we are not losers. We are losers on a condition up to now. But are we really losers? No. And it means whenever we see the force that we are connected to, it's in the World History textbook that we have not been paying any attention. When we see what force we do have inside of us to invoke, these folks will know they are the losers. Because when they are questioned about jurisdiction, they have no jurisdiction at all. Their jurisdiction is what they make. They can't make legal jurisdiction over kingship government when you can prove that every native person that come out of Africa and set up any settlement, they set it up on the basis of kingship government, because the gods that created the hybrid people are the gods of civilization, and civilization don't come from any white people nowhere on the planet. In the history book, the chief source of what Zechariah called in the beginning of civilization, it was not the beginning of the Big Bang. It's a different thing. So when we begin to talk the fact of life, these people will have to run, because they can't answer you. They will never be able to answer what is AD on a Domini and in the year of our Lord. They can't answer that. And that is what they are using as a bureaucracy. AD on a Domini. That's what they're using. That every penny spent on every account that they go on and go on like, oh, they are the ones that run the world. They're not running the world. They're not running our world. They are thieves, dogs, and sorcerers. Them. And they are talking because of a circumstance. We get it right. Look. History textbook tells you how a culture rises and who are the people that raise the cultures. It don't mean white people, because they are bogus. They can't make law for African hybrid people. Okay? They should be quarantined and kept in Europe. That's a fact. That's history. And talk about we are not people, we are properties of white people. They know why they say it, because they know about the interbreeding that they forced upon our people and brought us down to nothing, that even Africa is under the ocean now, because they have nothing to say about what these sodomites done to the diaspora people. Africa don't say nothing. And worse yet, Hillary and Obama went to Guyana. Guyana? I think it's Guyana, right? And killed Gaddafi in his own African country. They go there and kill Gaddafi. And why they kill Gaddafi? Gaddafi wasn't going around and kill them. He wasn't going around and kill no one. He was an army king. You know, he rules an army and stuff like that. These sodomite white people, because Africa give them whatever rain they want, or give them keys to take African wealth, anything they do, any part on the planet, you can't stop them. And why you can't stop them? These people are dogs' companions. See them? So close. I mean, they always have big dogs because they fuck each other. You see what I mean? Four countries in European European country. Four of their countries make it legal for you to buy fuck from animals. They keep those brothels. It's a fact. You see them looking like us and talking like us, you better like go for everything, you know, the wind that blow them away, because it's simply because we don't know, we are not able to talk. We talk everything else that don't work. It will never work. It will never work. But it has to be a truth that creates the intangible truth. Must create a tangible effect. It means that our body, the temple of the spirit of the gods inside of us. Don't go to your church and talk about you're Christian. No, because the World History Textbook is there with enough information. You can ask me through the World History Textbook and show you where it's at. Somebody went through an experience like me, we are arguing, okay, online. And this person said, make certain claim that benefits the Caucasian hominid people. Now, I bring him to what history says. And I show him the published date of the World History textbook and the edition. I pointed him to it and show him what it says. And you know what? He came back. He was not, he wasn't speechless when he came back. He had what to say. What he had to say was that he thanked me for showing him that, because that is a key piece of knowledge that a sensible person reading it will see something completely different from the white people in church. Something completely different in the World History textbook. Why do we have a history textbook that is not being used? It's because they come in with their universities and their colleges and their system that leads against our colloquial knowledge of civilization, you see. Anytime we come up with the information that is already here in, you know, in the source, is a big source. When we come with that, they have to fly. White people got to fly. They have not done so, you know, already, because none of us come out against them like a David against Goliath. Right? So they can shun and shun us, but they're not coming towards us. You see, and this is not the era now where they can do us like they were, you know, based on the cooperation that they were getting. Now, everybody will have to run away from us when they realize that, you know what? They better find shelter for themselves instead of trying to scatter us, make us divide from each other. They're going to find out now that the torrent that is coming for them, they need to find a high ground, if indeed they can find high enough ground to shelter themselves. In the same Bible, there are things that condemn them there. They'll never read those things. When I start to read them, I say, oh, something into something. You see what I mean? So they get the benefit of giving us Genesis creation story. And they get so much of us to believe it. And it handicaps us. We can't do them anything as long as that's what we believe. Okay? We have to kill the belief in nothing and foolishness so that they come in with all of this Jesus thing and tell, well, you know, we are to be like Jesus. You see? And as long as there is honey, you see, on the lipstick of Jesus and, you know, that's what we are all about. We believe he came and he died for us in. We don't read well enough to know that. Right? And it's easy to see that the prophecy never fulfilled at all in the New Testament. These sodomites write all kind of foolishness in the New Testament. And what the prophecy say, no fulfill at all. None of the tangible thing that must be fulfilled, what they say of the Jesus Christ. The prophecy never talk about no Jesus Christ, if you notice. Prophecy never talk about no Jesus Christ. But it talk about, like, it use a total in specific terms, right? The term that says a Messiah. You know, you can call anybody a Messiah. You see what I mean? However, they carry the rhetoric about the prophecy. Most of the prophecy don't carry the specific, like as it were, doctor's prescription in the Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. That is the only prophet I recall reading in the Bible That gives you a specific prescription in the two verses of Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. Throughout the entire chapter, those were the two things, the two verses that foretell exactly what the Messiah, whoever that Messiah is, would do. He would be a king and other things that benefit people on the ground when he came. Not when he came and go up and come back down. Okay? Now, you must be kidding. You got to be, you see, they caught us with the interbreeding and the destroying of our perception, our judgment and stuff like that. We add use, but we lose the technical use of our brain to that extent. So, yes, we create wealth and everything like that, but these guys come and trick us. And none of us could see that they're tricking us with AD and Adamani and this make a fiction of Jesus Christ. It does not exist in no historic record at all. None. But they catch us when our brain is not working in that way. Okay? Now, when we begin to see, we will find out. And this is where the problem is. They cannot catch us with no technical point to jurisdiction or where they come from and the timing of their appearance in the world and where they were before. They don't have no technicality nowhere at all to just, like, you know, get me to, like, hey, slow down. You can't slow down nothing that I'm saying. Because what I'm saying is opening up the history that doesn't have anything to keep the lid down. Anytime they open up the lid of history, that lid is not going to stay down if they find any lid at all to try to close on it. Because the truth is too overflowing. And these idiots that is still, like I say, still in bed with animals, we are totally different. You see what I mean? We are different. We are different. Okay? And that's where we are. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I thank someone for stopping by. I always, you know, bring the link for people to have here from the, what we call this time, this era. They come from the right place too, in South Africa. These are serious scientists. These are not jokers. These are guys who qualify to do a research like this that you don't have any fraternity out there that can outdo these scientists. These sodomites have is the chance to play like they are a government. Now, even these scientists, they are good enough to go there and harvest the fact on the ground that you don't have anybody who can override the actual research with pictures and, you know, all kind of pictograph of things that are there for the past 200,000 years. So I have a link that you can get from me here. And I'm not selling anything, okay? But you need to see this link. Whenever you get a chance, you come by. Even if you're not spending any time, but come by here. I'm not going to hold you to stay no time. But come and I will give you this link.
It don't cost you nothing no more than your internet use. Okay. I want to read you a brief synopsis of what this research produced. Just listen to this. Yes, I'm saying, welcome to King Anu, Commander Enlil, and Enki, civilization on Earth, right? That's a salute to you from us all. Earth's International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Challenger. He just joined the International Research Society. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us here on Earth, you see, will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. And my friends, I want to thank you for tuning in. And I know a lot of people don't come in and sit in with me and we can ask and answer questions and stuff like that. But I think this is the way it's supposed to go. Because people now and then would come and tell me, you know, I've been listening to you over the past 6 months or stuff like that. And I like this. I like it this way because what? It is better somebody listen to me, don't have no argument with me, would go back and research what I say and decide on their own, what am I talking about? And they don't have to come back and say nothing to me, really, but some people have. You see what I mean? But I find out that there are people who think productively about what I'm saying. And, of course, it would come a time when they would come and talk to me because they understand me and, you know, can know what angle to really hold me on. So, recently I have an experience with one such person who does shows as well and pretty much along the line of the same genre of history that I am into as well, right? But we have some little variation, and, you know, I find out some of the people that I talk to have some sense about things, but, you know, they are often, you know, off onto something that I cannot incorporate with what I'm saying. Because the consistency in what I talk about must remain to where I don't have any reproach on it. And there ain't nobody that can bring one because I'm coming from the source book. And I realize a lot of what a lot of people are saying, they are stimulating and everything. But if you bring it up to the source book, it don't come in at all. You see, because a lot of people are talking and still are fuzzy
about many things that should have been cleared up long time ago and set them free. But no, there are still things that are dragging back some people because they don't clear certain, make certain clearance for what they say, right? And have a clear form and structure to what they say that you can really help some people who are suffering from the deficiency of the knowledge that we are to acquire in a, for us to bloom, you know what I mean? For us to bloom, that nobody cannot gainsay, they cannot gainsay you for what you say because you're coming from a source, the source that nobody cannot deny. If you don't come with that truth, then you're really talking, but you're not creating the impact. Now, this individual that I met lately, while we were talking on my show, I get a certain, just a second. Okay. Yeah, I got a certain insight of something while he was talking to me. And we did agree the first half of the conversation. We were on point. But then getting a little deeper, I realized that, no, he was saying some things that I was shocked that he was saying them, right? And we talked that out. But during that part of the conversation, when we were agreeing, he said something that when we started to disagree, I thought to myself that, you know, there is something in this guy. Something in this man. He said certain things, and I know that, you know what? He has in him a higher or a deeper depth than the kind of thing them that I begin to hear him say. That I have to like say, oh no, I've never heard them, nothing like that. You know, history don't say nothing like that, man. Come on, you have to talk from the history. All right. I realize that that guy has reached into some real good thoughts that I have an interest in. So I realize, one second. I realize that I am to pay some attention to this guy, this person, because they have a depth beyond what I don't agree with them. I don't talk to everybody when I get done talk to them because the strain that I am under with them, when they're not coming off of the structure of the source, civilization book source. They're not coming from there. They don't have structure. So therefore, I'm not really interested to have further conversation with them. Let them go on and whatever they can do for themselves, they do for themselves. But I talked to this person and I said, you know what? I'm going to call you. All right? And I called this person after. And you know what? We had a long conversation. And I don't regret. It's like my discernment was right. No matter what I disagree with him on, well, we'll get a chance to share that. And he will know because I hear conscience in this person. I hear that he has a good conscience and he understands certain things. Well, we don't understand everything. So that's the way it was. But what I want to tell you about the people who are listening to my show is not like everybody else's show, right? My show is what it is, right? What I come to realize. I want people to know that. It's the civilized thing. Civilization is not white people and the church and all them kind of stuff. That's not civilization. That's the darkness that come upon the land. We must get rid of it. If we don't get rid of it, we're doomed. We will die and perish, right? It's for us, whilst we are alive,
to give the ourselves as a glory to the Creator that created us, man. We are a special creation, okay? And these white people are not a part of our civilization. We must get them out. That's all there is to it. And we're not going to buy no gun or no weapon or nothing like that. Just as they come here, they're going to get out. And they come here and use weapon and kill us off and stuff like that. But look, they're going to pay for what they do. And that is walk out and go back where they come from. That's all there is to that. So I told you that. This is what the history is. If we are to go back to our history and not Bible, get the Bible out of our way, man, and go back to our history. And that's what the King Selassie did not do for us. You see what I mean? All right. I want to complete this because I have another thing that I need to do. Important. But look, let me give you this before I go. Elohim splashed on Persian Gulf day one of first week civilization arrive on Earth. Listen to that. We talk about the first day of the week. And we know about Adventist people who keep the Sabbath and talk about the first day of the week. Now, I asked a person who know a lot of things, do they know who named the first day of the week? The first day of the week. Didn't know. It is this, the answer from this person is, the first day of the week is a Sunday. And no, that's not right. That's not the real beginning of the first day of the week. Who created a seventh day of the week? Who? What transpired the time when came or begun a first day of the week from then on, and it turns out to be a calendaral thing. Seventh day of the week. Now, these guys copy the history of it and put it into the Bible and talk about, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And like it's a God arrangement, a sodomite God arrangement. No. So, something happened. All right? So, I'm not going to go up into that. Or else I stop until tomorrow morning, right? So let me take you along, you know, for this little short ride and leave it with you. All right? So the Elohim splashed down for the first time. And if you know the reason why Elohim came to earth, you will understand something from what I am reading. So they splashed down on planet earth the first time on the Persian Gulf. Day one, the week civilization arrived on Earth. That was when civilization arrived on Earth. Okay? Civilization is a story of the immortal Elohim God. Arrive. Wait a minute now. The Elohim gods arise. Yes, the Elohim gods arise. From the planet Nibiru. They arrived from the planet Nibiru. So that's how the week began. When the gods, the civilized gods, came to earth. When they came to earth, was there any civilized human on earth? No. They are immortal, so there was no species of human being that was civilized. The human species that was on earth was uncivilized. They never talked. They know no language. They could only make some tools. That's it. Okay? So you must understand that anything you hear white people talking, it is our thing, our history they take and making into something else. Okay? And call like
oh, they have foundation for what they're saying. It's a lie. Go back to history, and they don't have nothing to do with it. We are to have convincing information when it comes to history, because white people can't beat the right source of history. They can't. Okay? So it goes on to say, this is the story of how human civilization began on Earth. There is absolutely any justification exists for Europe, ape hominid species, to forge ways to morph into the character of Nibiru's civilization, of anatomic hybrid human being. There is no way for them to find them being a part of our species. They're different. Interbreeding is what they did and start talking. And it's the reason why they come now and trying to morph on our species. It can't happen because it was a criminal act. Okay? And now they make up the mixture of blood that they have for Cro-Magnon modern people and use that to totally destroy the identity of us, the hybrid people who are in the World History textbook. So if we are in the World History textbook as the only civilized people, I mean, how are we going to accommodate these sodomites, and they are talking about we are their civilization? How are we going to do that? We're not going to do that. And I tell you what, they better start going back to where they come from, because they're not going to like what they see or what is happening to them. Okay? Because they did us badly, and they didn't spear us at all. The God's going to open our eyes. You think I'm going to close it? No, I'm not. So it goes on to say, I am looking forward to realize the removal, sodomite, of our territories completely. That's what I'm looking forward to. Kingship government is exclusively universal civilization on Earth. I am going to read portions of the last book of Enki by Zachariah Sitchin, page 34. The fourth tablet on how civilization came to Earth. Okay? When nobody know nothing. You think this is just, you know, story that people make up? No, this is history. Sumerian history. And neither it is so bad in the case of these white people that they cannot tell you that they were the first civilization at all. So, when did they come in as civilization? They did not come in none whatsoever. All right. The fourth tablet on how civilization came to Earth with the existing form of the planet Nibiru style of government and emulated on Earth, unmovable. You can't move it. You just can't move civilization, because they were not civilization when the gods came to Earth. They were not. The gods will in time destroy the plagues of confusion and mass uncivilized, scornful evil. That's what they're going to do. The Bible extensively lie against the prehistory record. Can't beat me to it. It means go away, go your way, go into the darkness, go perish. But talk to me about the source here, and we get along. Otherwise, you don't belong here. The fall of man, the fall of Adam, are simply the fall, is a term used by Christianity to describe the transition of the first man and woman from a state of innocent obedience to God to the state of guilty disobedience. The doctrine of the fall comes from a biblical interpretation in Genesis chapter 1 through chapter 3. And look, I hope I told you something that has something to do with your inner core, something that can move you positively. On your own, I'm just dishing out something to you. I don't tell you to believe anything I read or tell you here, right? But I got it from the source, civilized source, not Bible, all right? So blessings to you. I got to roll. So you take care of yourself. And what am I to say here? Change will come.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know